It was a rare...
AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ikonomova. The Pentagon says U.S. commandos have killed the Islamic State commander in charge of the group's oil operation. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
It was a rare raid into Syria, just the second time American forces have carried out a ground operation there since the U.S.-led coalition began airstrikes last fall. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says special operations forces moved into eastern Syria to capture a man he identified as Abu Sayyaf. Carter says Sayyaf was killed when he engaged the troops. Sayyaf's wife was captured.
Officials believe his wife was also a militant. No U.S. forces were killed or hurt in the raid. To Egypt now, where a court has sentenced ousted President Mohamed Morsi to death over a mass prison break in 2011.
Now this sentence will be referred to the country's top authority on Islamic law, where he will issue a non-binding opinion. The next hearing is set for June 2nd. But keep in mind, Morsi is already serving a 20-year sentence after a conviction last month on charges linked to the killing of protesters in December 2012.
That's AP correspondent Merritt Kennedy. The FBI will investigate a report that a projectile may have hit an Amtrak train in the moments before its deadly derailment this week. The revelation came at a National Transportation Safety Board briefing last night. Here's the board's Robert Sumwalt.
The lower portion of the left-hand windshield, there is a circular pattern that emanates out just a bit. So that's the damage to that.
The chance something hit the train's windshield before the accident is raising fresh questions. Sumwalt wouldn't speculate about the exact significance of a projectile, but it does raise the possibility the train's engineer may have been distracted, panicked, or even hurt in the moments before the accident. This is AP Radio News. And this week's Amtrak accident highlighting the condition of the busy railroad where it happened. Railway officials say the Northeast Corridor is decaying as it moves more people than ever. About 2,000 trains a day run the stretch between D.C. and Boston, going through tunnels dug around the Civil War era and passing over century-old bridges. One estimate says it would take $21 billion just to replace parts that are still in use beyond their intended lives. The second leg of horse racing's Triple Crown is today in Baltimore. Kentucky Derby winner American Pharoah, the favorite heading into today's Preakness. Trainer Bob Baffert says the Preakness, though, it may not be an exact repeat of the Derby.
You know, you just don't know until those gates come open. You know, the brake, it's so important. You know, they have to brake well and everything has to go, you know, you don't, the track conditions, you know, it might rain or you just don't know.
Post time is 6:18 Eastern. I'm Violet Ikonomova, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.